Well, first off, they've built their program from the ground up. You know, they've drafted the guys they have in their team. They've raised them in the system. It's kind of like having a farm system where they're constantly keeping the same guys. And so they all know the system well. And whether they play their nickel fronts or their 3-4 defense again that we're ready to see, they're very physical and big inside. They have 300-plus pounders as the inside defensive tackles and nose. And then off the edge, you know, when you have these outside linebackers that weigh 270 pounds but run like a normal linebacker, that poses a challenge. When you're talking about their scheme is a gap control. They're sound in what they do, and then you couple that with good players, you're going to have success. You know, I don't have to say anything about the rivalry because they hear it in the locker room, they hear it around town, they hear it in downtown. So, you know, those kind of things just happen. And the only thing we talk about in our room is what we have to do to get our job done successfully. You know, this layoff, what we sell is allow your body to get back to normal, allow as much as possible. And it's not for this week, it's for 6 weeks from now. It's allowing that rest to happen and regain that strength that you've had because you get drained. It's a tough, grueling time when you play week in and week out. And so we gave them that time off. And then we came back and had two very fundamental skilled practices on early in the week to basically make up for that time that they had off to rest their bodies. And it worked out well, it seems. Jay, it's eating at him, number one, that he's not out there. But he is day and night working on rehab to get that thing back. And all we can do is play with the people we have, and we have a lot of confidence in Josh McCown. You know, obviously just from walking off the bench and playing in the last game, he had a lot of success, both in a quarterback rating and running the team and leading the offense down to a couple scores. So we feel bad for Jay, but we're also looking at the opportunity for Josh to have a lot of success for us. Green Bay's been successful stopping the run every year, to be honest. But like I said, if they're in their base defense, they have three very large humans inside that are hard to get around, and a strong edge. And if they get in nickel, when you try to run it, they blitz you and try to take away all the gaps that way. So that's what makes it tough on you. The running game is every quarterback's best friend. We said that a couple weeks back when Jay was our quarterback, that as long as we keep balance, and you saw the games where we had balance, we were a better offense. And, you know, quite honestly, that's where we've been lately when we've had success offensively. When we get scoring drives, it's play actions, it's running the ball, and then controlled passing game. Well, we're going to have some things that he won't expect, and he'll have some things we don't expect, and that's what the sideline's for, and that's what your veteran players are for, to in the huddle to, hey, guys, don't forget, we have these rules. Understand this is the way you pick this up, or this is the way you block this particular scheme. And we'll have some things he'll be doing the same on his sideline, so we look forward to it. Well, every game has a life of its own. And there'll be a chess match during part of it, and part of it will just be playing our base against their base and guys out fundamental in each other. So whether it's time management or whether it's the way you want to score, there's a lot of ways to score. We have to take long shots. We have to control the ball. We got to run the ball out of a ton of different sets. And if we continue to have success, some is going to work and some's not, and you got to play the next play, and you got to make up for it the next play.